Hello. As a way to celebrate National Poetry Month, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program would like to recognize poets, both locally and poets celebrated worldwide. We have reached out to students, teachers, and community members asking them to record a poem they have written or a piece that is near and dear to their heart. Here are some community members sharing poems.
Hi, my name is Levi Razor. I'm a Roaring Fork High School graduate and a frequent participant in local poetry slams. This is my poem called, When You Want Something Hot to Drink. I watch the man who sits across from me in the brightly lit coffee shop as he rubs both of his scarred hands together and scratches at his salt and pepper beard. His eyes, the same tired shade of brown as his hat. He's stuck on the same road that I am, driving around in circles, unable to escape. One of these days, I really think about pulling over and emptying my life out of the back of the trunk. All my possessions, a sum of cardboard boxes, recycled bottle caps, and half-eaten pizzas. Can a person's self-worth really ever be measured by the things that they have? Is a life worth more than material possessions? I watch little kids run down the street, chasing each other with large, intermingled tree branches, laughing like hyenas and dancing on the tips of their toes as they go. If such a simple object can bring them such joy, do we really need all these mass-manufactured monstrosities? Layers of unnecessary packaging and blankets of styrofoam. Does anyone ever think where we're gonna put all this garbage? I once knew a man that lived out of his pockets. He carried the road on his back and made us unluck as he went. He handed out smiles like how an old lady hands out hard candies out of her purse. He never conformed to society's rule and believed what was in a man's heart was worth much more than what was in his wallet. I watch the news on my TV screen as an endless loop of lies and deceit. People always seem to be talking about the problem, but I never really see them doing anything to fix it, and they're always blaming the person who tries. I met a man today who was mumbling something about how it's an important day for the human race, probably referencing some political event I don't pay attention to. But isn't it always an important day for the human race? I mean, isn't something always happening and aren't we always calling it progress when in reality we're just sitting back and waiting for things to change? I watch the man who sits across from me in the brightly lit coffee shop, his wise old eyes too small for his head and his nose chiseled out of clay. He hums the tune to some familiar song that I just can't remember the name of. It's on the tip of my tongue, the melody weaving its way through my mind, my eyes rolling to the back of my head. I feel the comforting hand of sleep reaching out and try to grab me. I quickly jerk away. Why am I always so tired? And the handicapped hallucinations of hollow howls echo through my mind. Why am I always so tired? Drowsiness sweeps over me like a blanket of ignorance. Is this the way they want us to feel? Running around from place to place, always in a hurry like a mouse in a maze. Never time to stop and appreciate what you have, because if you don't work hard and you don't make money, you won't have anything to appreciate in the first place. But isn't that a flawed system? I stand in the cold and I stare at these beautiful blue and white mountains, and I think about those long carefree summer weekends where you'd drive down to the family lake house or go camping underneath the stars, just surrounded by nature and the people you love, living in the moment and being grateful for what you have. I feel like these days people are always worried about what's going to happen next. When am I going to get paid next? When's my next vacation going to be? Hey, when's that next movie coming out? No one ever stops and looks around anymore. No one's ever grateful for what's right in front of them. They're always trying to look at just what's right behind it. I watch the man who sits across from me in the brightly lit coffee shop, his hair meticulously weaved out of barbed wire and his big red nose shines like shoe polish. He smiles at me with seashell teeth as shattering bombshells explode behind us. He leans over to me across the table and whispers something in my ear. His words are thick like molasses, yet sweet like honey. And I know from that moment forward, as long as there are people like him in this world, there will always be hope.
Thank you for listening, and thanks to all the community members who have shared their poetry. If you would like to submit a poem to Youth Radio, email beth@azyep.org. This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK Community Radio.